I can tell you what happened because I was there. I know someone who knows someone down at the stadium, and I was going to enlist his help. Of course, we both dressed up a little flirty, but I swear, it was just to grease the wheels a little bit. Every man likes to look at a nicely groomed woman, especially one with your wife's curves. So, we were looking for his office, and I guess we got all turned around. We ended up underneath the stadium somewhere, and we were going down a hallway, and we started to hear voices. Well, we just followed the voices, that's all. And we ended up meandering into the locker room. And all your favorite players were there, but naked. And, well, not a one of them was less than 8 inches. Soft. We should have just excused ourselves and backed out of the room, continued looking for my friend's office. Because I knew as soon as I saw the look on her face that nothing could stop what was going to happen. And she probably could have gotten the signatures some other way, but it was almost like a switch flipped in her head. And she just said, "I will suck and fuck every cock in this locker room." Some of the guys were religious, I guess. And some were taken and faithful. But 5 or so of the young players, single and wild, tall, strapping, muscular, and oh so masculine, everything that she'd missed being married to you. Well, they decided to take her up on it. I told them and her that I wasn't in on it, but that I was going to stick around and make sure she didn't get into anything she didn't want to, if she was really determined to stay. Well, I hate to tell you this, but there wasn't anything on offer that she didn't want. When they took her back into that little office off the locker room, she slid right down to her knees like it hadn't been 10 years of a mostly sexless marriage since she'd gotten her mouth around a big ebony dick. She had one in each hand, one in her mouth, and one of them went behind her, lifted her up into the squat position, and just impaled her on what looked like a full foot of chocolate cock meat. I'd have thought that after your cock she'd be way too tight. And she did take her mouth off the fat 9-incher she'd been deep-throating like a pro, to throw her head back and moan. But it was her forcing herself down on the cock, not him thrusting up. Well, they took turns, rotating so each of them got stroked for a while when waiting their turn at the hole they hadn't yet visited. And by the time they were all fully drained, while the insides of her thighs were glazed and running with hot cum, and she looked almost drunk. Cum drunk. Well, I managed to haul her to her feet, even though she was asking the guys if there were any more cocks that needed to be serviced. And I guess they saw what they had on their hands. They said that the tournament season was really stressful, and they would love to have her come down and visit the locker room every night of the series. She did get the signed jersey out of it. But I guess I don't need to tell you that it's far beyond that now. They said that they couldn't pay her, except maybe for the tips they'd give her personally, but it would have to be off the books. And that's what I meant when I told you that it wasn't a traditional job. She said that their cock and cum was payment enough. She's addicted. I feel sorry for you, but I think you're going to just have to find a way to live with it.